Box office, Project Hail Mary still number one with $54.5 million, They Will Kill You flops. By Breitbart News on March 29, 2026. New York, AP, Project Hail Mary stayed aloft in its second weekend, holding strongly with $54.5 million, according to studio estimates Sunday, and adding to the long-term prospects of the year's biggest hit thus far. The Phil Lord and Chris Miller sci-fi adventure, starring Ryan Gosling, dipped only 32% after notching the best non-franchise opening weekend since 2023's Oppenheimer. Amazon MGM's yet, Project Hail Mary has grossed $300.8 million worldwide in 2 weeks. Project Hail Mary, which cost nearly $200 million to produce, didn't face any significant new competition and kept premium format screens largely to itself. Potentially the weekend's most watched movie, the K-pop documentary BTS, The Return, went straight to streaming on Netflix. But Project Hail Mary is on an enviable trajectory. Its second weekend hold was even better than that of Oppenheimer, which collected $46.7 million in its follow-up frame. Meanwhile, the weekend's top new release, They Will Kill You, debuted with a disappointing $5 million for Warner Brothers. The gory R-rated horror film stars Zazie Beetz as a woman who applies to be a maid at an apartment complex where she's to become a sacrificial offering. While the result was far from catastrophic for a movie with a modest $20 million budget, it did suggest that theaters may have become oversaturated in horror. David A. Gross, who runs the movie consulting firm Franchise Re, noted that there has been a new horror film released every weekend for the last 14 weekends. That included last week's Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, $16.3 million domestically so far, and a second horror comedy that also debuted this weekend. IFC's Forbidden Fruits, about a coven of witches who work at a Texas mall, debuted with $1.2 million in sales. Despite the glut, Gross is forecasting horror films will account for about $2.1 billion in North American ticket revenue in 2026, down from $2.75 million last year. While horror remains popular with audiences and relatively cheap to produce, the genre may be approaching overkill. Meanwhile, family movies continue to thrive. The Pixar original Hoppers remained in second place with $12.2 million in its fourth weekend. The Walt Disney Company release has accumulated $297.6 million globally. Next weekend, though, it will face stiff competition in Universal Pictures' The Super Mario Galaxy Movie. It's expected to have the biggest opening of 2026. Top 10 movies by domestic box office, with final domestic figures being released Monday. This list factors in the estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. 1. Project Hail Mary, $54.5 million. 2. Hoppers, $12.2 million. 3. They Will Kill You, $5 million. 4. Durander the Revenge, $4.8 million. 5. Reminders of Him, $4.7 million. 6. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, $4 million. 7. Scream 7, $2.6 million. 8. Goat, $2.2 million. 9. Undertone, $1.7 million. 10. Forbidden Fruits, $1.2 million.